It takes a lot of courage to show your dream to another. Will they approve of it? It takes a lot of courage to show your dream to another. Will they approve of it? We all have dreams. We all have great desires in our heart. We all have the thought in our heart, what can we do? How can we do it? How will we run our life? How will we take care of our imagination? Oh, I just had an idea. I just had a dream. I dreamt that all is in divine order. I dreamt that all of my world is happy. All of my world is going along just beautiful. I had that dream. And will I be able to tell another that dream? Well, you don't have to tell another that dream. You don't have to begin to tell another person what your dream is. You just live your dream yourself. And as you live your dream yourself, you'll find that your dream will always be exactly what you want it to be. Your dream will always be what you delight in its being. Your dream will always fulfill itself. When you tell your dream to yourself, yes, it takes courage to show your dream to another. Because if you show your dream to another, they will expect you to carry it forth. They will expect you to fulfill it. They will expect you to be what you say your dream is. Now, our dreams don't always work that way. Our dreams come to us in beautiful, wonderful, marvelous fashion that is just as delightful for us as it can be. Our dreams have nothing to do with reality. Our dreams are going on inside of us. Now, you say, nothing to do with reality? Does that mean that we don't expect them to be revealed, to be manifest in our world, to be fulfilled in our life? No, not that at all. Because when we tell people our dreams, like a painter is painting a painting, and he often says, I don't want anyone to see it until I'm finished. Because they will have thoughts about how it should be. They will have thoughts about how they think that the painting should look. They will have thoughts that that painting should be in one appearance or another. And that's not my dream. And in fact, I may be painting along and all of a sudden struck with a new inspiration, with a new dream. And I just completely throw away the old painting, throw away the old dream, because it was no longer what I wanted to complete. It was no longer what I wanted to fulfill. And the less people that knew about it, the better. Because then they would not bring it up to me. I could go on with something new. I could go on with something beautiful that I was ready for. Because our dreams are constantly changing. Our dreams are constantly wanting to take a new opinion from us. Now, our dreams are, in fact, real. Our dreams are, in fact, something that already does exist. And all we are doing is to reveal that dream. Now, how sincerely and how interestedly are we interested in revealing that dream? Oh, there are children who play in the sandbox and they do things with their sand. They make castles, they make mountains, they make hills, they make houses, they make all sorts of things. And right while they're in the middle of it, somebody comes in and says, hey, let's do this. And they say, okay. And they stomp on their dream and they go off. Now, you and I do this all the time. We stomp on our dream and go off with another idea. We go off with another concept. We go off with something else in our mind. And because we go off with something else in our mind, the original dream has sort of taken a back seat. Now, has that original dream been forgotten? Has that original dream been passed away and never more to be seen? Perhaps we might not complete it. Someone else might come along and take that thought, that universal thought, and reveal it in their experience. Or we might do it ourselves at a later time. We might have had just some little tick in our mind that said, hey, that's not the way it's going to work. And then we just set it aside. And somebody else comes along and shows us how something else can be done, and we relate that something else to what our dream is, and then we go back to our dream again. And somebody would say, oh, I thought you'd given up on that. I thought you'd forgotten about that. I thought you no longer were interested in that dream. And at that moment, we were no longer interested. But now we are. Now that dream is coming forth in our mind once again. That dream is coming up in our consciousness once again. And we can dream it again. Now, the less people we've told about it, the less that we've let the world in on what's going on in our innermost consciousness and our innermost parts of our mind, the less that we tell people what's going on, the less we have to live up to their attitude of what our dream is. Indeed, it takes a lot of courage to show your dream to another. Will they approve it? Will they have ideas about it? Will they think that it should be done in certain ways? And most of the time is, yes, they will. Because anytime any person thinks of something, and then another person comes along and tells them their dream, they say, oh, well, now look, we could do it this way, we could do it that way. And they come up with all sorts of possibilities for how that dream could be revealed in your life. Now, every dream you have is a solitary dream. Every dream that you have is a dream that is already revealed in the universe, and you are now revealing it in your life. You say it's revealed in the universe, it's revealed to everyone else, it's revealed all over. It's just a universal concept, and that dream is already revealed. Now, who is going to bring it forth in manifestation and expression in the world? Who's going to bring it forth and tell people about it? Who's going to bring that light bulb out? Who's going to bring that airplane forth? Who's going to do that? Leonardo da Vinci designed a helicopter way back, long before they had motors that could even operate a helicopter. He created a diving bell. He created lots of things. Now, they're universal concepts. We look at them today, and we see them surrounded by the mechanisms and the mechanisms of our current success or our current achievements, and we say, nothing to it, nothing to it. But at the time they were thought by Leonardo da Vinci, at the time they were thought by early beings, by someone who had not seen it in someone else's mind, he'd only seen it in his own. Then it was magic, and yet it wasn't really magic because the idea already existed in the universal. It takes a lot of courage to show your dream to another and think, will they approve it? But it takes less courage to show your dream to yourself and say, I will meditate on my dream and I will allow it to be revealed to me in the perfect way that it is to be carried out. I will dream my dream. Now, Musk has come up with the Tesla car and many other things, but Musk is a dreamer. Musk is a visionary. Musk is an entrepreneur, and he's coming up with ideas and ideas and ideas like Edison. He came up with many more ideas than the light bulb. And we come up with many more ideas than whatever we are thinking about right now. Because we are loaded with ideas. We are loaded with dreams. And when we can tell our dream to another, if we have the courage to do that, they might encourage us or discourage us. But if we're little children and our parents say, go for it, dream your dream. Oh, that sounds wonderful. That's helpful. But when the parent is in competition, as Mozart's father was with him, with Mozart, then there's some discouragement that's going on there. And we have to be very careful how we tell our dreams, because we want our dreams to breathe. We want our dreams to take forth the life form that we give it, the imagination that we give it, the delight that we give it, the revealing that we give it. And we can do that. And we do that. Now, are you ready to do that? Are you ready to let the dreams in your life come forth, not just in your thought? Are you ready to meditate on them deeply and sincerely and let those dreams come forth in your life? Are you ready? If you are, you can be sure those dreams will be fulfilled. And you don't know right now how it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to take place. You don't know what mannerism is going to be revealed to you. But you know that as you meditate on it, you just follow through, and the meditation reveals itself completely, fully, and wonderfully. And as it does, you feel fantastic. It takes a lot of courage to show your dream to another, because there's always the point where they approve it. But it takes a lot of wisdom to take your dream into your meditation time and just meditate on it and say, that's an interesting idea. That's an interesting thought. And don't conceive of it too quickly. Don't say, this is it, that is it. Let it be revealed to you. Let the edges be smoothed on it. Let it be polished in your presence. Let yourself be aware that this is your dream, and you have the capacity to fulfill that dream in your life right now, today. That's what meditation does for us. It opens the door inside to the expression of all that is outside of us. Have a lovely day, and know that I'm dreaming with you, and I'm loving with you, and I know that you have the courage to live your dream, to meditate your dream, and experience your dream in every area of your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.